Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, September 12th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. State Roundup. Transit spending plan puts its budget on more solid ground. Crime is down, but more guns are available. State officials express grief, horror over MAGA activist Charlie Kirk's killing. Maryland officials are relieved as the transportation spending plan helps balance the budget for coming years. Health officials aim to clarify the confusing COVID vaccine landscape. While crime is down in Baltimore, the availability of guns is on the rise. The Board of Public Works approves funding to expand placements for foster children. Maryland leaders express grief over the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Annapolis mayoral candidates present their cases before the upcoming primary election. Baltimore community organizations oppose Governor Westmore's plan for increased policing. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen is named an Aspen Institute Ascend Fellow. Woodbridge Elementary successfully combats chronic absenteeism. Dr. Ben Carson's proposed solar farm faces challenges in Baltimore County. A lawsuit against Harford County by former tourism organization Visit Harford is dismissed.
New Age Industries, Inc. announces new product. New Age Industries, Inc., the parent company of Advanta Pure, has announced the launch of its newest line of tubing, AdvantaSil APSPG Max Silicone Pump Tubing. This tubing is designed to extend pump life, providing approximately 300 hours of performance with low spallation and good flow rate stability. Ideal for critical bioprocessing applications, the APSPG Max reduces risk and downtime from changeovers. The translucence allows for full fluid visualization. CEO Mary Marcus is excited about this addition to their silicone pump tubing portfolio and hints at another launch in 2026. New Age Industries, Inc., founded in 1954, is a leader in fluid transfer system solutions for high-purity markets, offering a variety of materials like silicone and rubber. They are an ISO 9001 certified, 100% employee-owned corporation with a focus on sustainability and social responsibility. Arkema adds North Kansas City MO to global list of ISCC Plus certified powder coating resin facilities. Arkema, a leader in specialty materials, has achieved ISCC Plus certification for its polyester powder coating resins facility in North Kansas City, Missouri. This certification adds North Kansas City to the global list of Arkema's certified powder coating resin facilities, which also includes sites in Spain and India. This achievement reinforces Arkema's commitment to sustainability and reducing carbon footprints in coatings. Powder coatings resins offer solvent-free, low-waste, and durable solutions, making them crucial for sustainable innovation in various industries. Arkema's certifications are part of a larger roadmap covering multiple technologies and products for coatings. With a focus on specialty materials, Arkema aims to address the demand for more sustainable materials while engaging with stakeholders to drive innovation and progress.
USGBCCA's 2025 Net Zero Accelerator Cohort helping drive viable building tech into impactful CA markets. USGBC California is proud to announce the 2025 cohort of the Net Zero Accelerator, focused on net zero innovation for the built environment. This year's program features companies offering practical solutions in energy, water, materials, HVAC, platforms, and waste. These companies come from various locations, showcasing California's role as a testbed for real estate solutions. The program has helped over 100 companies secure pilot deployments, advancing economic performance in the state. The six-month program offers strategic support and practical opportunities for pilot-ready technologies. The annual NZA Community Meet and Greet on September 12, 2025, will feature rapid-fire presentations and advisor matchmaking. For more information, visit the USGBC California website.
Powerbank, SUN. Updates on Skaneateles Community Solar Projects. Powerbank Corporation, a leader in North American energy infrastructure development, has secured all required municipal approvals for two community solar projects in Skaneateles, New York. These projects, located on industrial brownfield sites, will deliver clean energy to the local grid, allowing renters and homeowners to subscribe and earn bill credits without installing panels. With a track record of over 100 megawatts of completed projects, Powerbank is advancing New York's goal of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025. To learn more about Powerbank Corporation and their renewable energy projects, visit their website at www.powerbankcorp.com. Trump's hostility to EVs will impact the transition to clean energy. The Trump administration's hostility towards electric cars is expected to have a significant impact on America's transition to renewable energy. By rescinding over 100 policies aimed at boosting electric vehicle adoption, the administration may slow down the country's shift from fossil fuels to green energy. This could hinder America's ability to compete with China and Europe in the green energy sector. Companies like Powerbank Corporation, NASDAQ, SUN, Temen, FR103, are likely to feel the effects of these policy changes. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Executive Chairman Shevdet Kaner announces launch of Global Critical Resources. Executive Chairman Shevdet Kaner and CEO Richard Bunning have launched Global Critical Resources Corporation, focusing on mining essential resources for advanced technologies and renewable energy. The company operates Minera Tres Valles, a copper mine in Chile, and Tataki Mine, a nickel, cobalt, and platinum group metal asset in Botswana. GCR Group revitalizes high-potential assets to create efficient, future-ready operations, emphasizing sustainability and responsible production. MTV in Chile produces high-quality copper cathodes, while Tataki Mine in Botswana is set to generate over $4.2 billion in revenue over the next decade, contributing to Botswana's economic growth. GCR Group plans to expand its portfolio by acquiring and investing in critical mineral assets globally, with NIU Invest as a strategic partner.
The top energy tech trends dominating 2025. Political disruptions and economic volatility are reshaping how nations structure their power investment strategies worldwide. The outlook for clean energy is looking brighter than ever, with technologies from companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. gaining traction. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized communications platform focused on shaping the future of the green economy, offering a vast network of solutions to reach target markets. With a seasoned team of journalists, GES provides clients with unparalleled recognition and brand awareness. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Calbee, a global leader in snacks and food products, acquires majority stake in Hodo, a leading tofu producer in the U.S. Calbee, a global leader in snacks and food products, has acquired a majority stake in Hodo, a leading tofu producer in the U.S. Hodo, known for its organic tofu and sustainable plant proteins, will benefit from Calbee's international presence and focus on health and food businesses. Sagamiya Foods Co., Ltd., has also acquired a minority stake in Hodo to provide technical support. Hodo, based in Oakland, California, is recognized for its high-quality protein-rich tofu and plant-powered proteins. The acquisition aligns with Calbee's strategic plan to expand in the U.S. market and strengthen its health and food business. Both Calbee and Hodo share a commitment to offering better-for-you foods to consumers. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.